This will come as no surprise to you. I find it difficult to pay attention to one thing at once. I keep a stack of books that I am reading rather than just one book to read. I have several projects going with different timelines and schedules running through my mind. I keep the blinds closed on the windows in my office so that I will actually complete some of the administrative work that I have to do rather than watching the squirrels dance in the yard among the trees outside my office. I really like those squirrels. You can imagine what it was like for me when we didn't have the stained glass windows, when it was clear windows and I could watch the parking lot and a road outside. It was amazing I was able to pay attention. I'd find it very difficult to pay attention to one thing at once. Maybe some of you do too. Now, the rich men at the gates of Zion and the rich man in the parable that Jesus tells us had no problem paying attention to one thing at once. They had focus. They could concentrate on one thing. And what was the one thing? It was their own pleasure. That is where they gave their attention. Sumptuous meals and comfortable couches, abundant wine and flowing oils, these are the moments that consumed their lives. They gave no attention at all to the nation that was crumbling around them. They gave no attention at all to the poor man who was dying of hunger and disease at the door. They were consumed by their desires for what they consumed. They saw only pleasure and they sought only pleasure. The rich men at the gates of Zion and the rich man in the parable that Jesus tells us could pay attention to one thing at once. Now, Paul has a different idea for Timothy and for us. There are several things we can pay attention to at one time. Paul is not going to limit us to one project or one idea or one virtue at a time. Paul gives us options. I love Paul. I love Paul more than I love the squirrels outside my office. Paul gives us options. We have righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Paul gives us options. Why are there so many? Why does Paul give us so many ways to walk along the one road to heaven that is Jesus Christ? Isn't righteousness enough? Isn't love enough? Isn't faith enough? Why are there so many options? Why are there so many ways? There's so many options, and there's so many ways, because there's so many of us. We are not all the same. Our lives of faith will not look exactly the same, even though we share the same faith in the same community. Our lives of faith will not look exactly the same. We are not all the same, but we are all disciples. We do not all respond to the same kind of inspiration, but we all respond to the same invitation. Jesus says, "Follow me. See with my eyes. Love with my heart. Walk with my feet." Jesus says, "Follow me." See with the eyes of Jesus, and we will recognize the pain and the troubles in the community and the nation. See with the eyes of Jesus, and we will recognize the face of Jesus in the poor and the sick. Love with the heart of Jesus, and we will pursue righteousness through faith, gentleness through love, and patience through devotion. We have many ways to walk with the feet of Jesus. We have many ways to give our attention. The rich man in the parable never saw the poor man at his door as the closest opportunity he would ever have to share the love and compassion of God. Think about that for a moment. The rich man in the parable never saw the poor man at his door as the closest opportunity he would ever have to share the love and compassion of God. Our opportunities are close, and our opportunities are abundant, and we want our vision to be clear. We come now to the banquet, where we recognize the presence of Jesus, and Jesus gives us the eyes to see, and the heart to love, and the feet to walk with him. Amen.